In our study, we had a small number of 18 patients who had unexplained rising CEA levels. PET CT was shown to be superior to conventional imaging by detecting disease in 10 out of the 18 patients where conventional workup was reported as normal. PET CT was false negative in 3 patients where subsequent imaging showed subtle omental or peritoneal disease. This was small volume disease. It was false positive in 2 patients, and one of these was an inflammatory granuloma in a paraspinal muscle. Another case was an inflammatory pseudotumor of the liver. But interestingly, there was no obvious cause even on PET CT in 3 patients. Now, these are particularly challenging patients because these continue to have a rising CEA levels, but conventional imaging and PET CT is negative. So there can be two possible outcomes. Either these are true negative and they may not have recurrent disease and still have rising CEA, which doesn't seem right, or we try and do some additional tests, which might mean a follow-up PET scan after an interval of time, or follow-up MR imaging, or some series have recommended the use of a dual-point PET CT where additional PET imaging acquired 2 hours after administration of the injection might be more sensitive to detect certain occult metastasis. So these are the various scenarios we have. Going through